Australia is often argued to be a compassionate and caring country, but have we lost our sense of empathy when it comes to dealing with refugees and asylum seekers?
Well, I think there's a lot of complexity to it. I think we are a compassionate country, and I think we're a country that relies very heavily on immigration, has done for many, many years. And we have, in many ways, a really positive story to tell in accepting and helping to integrate a large number of people who have fled truly appalling situations in their home countries. But you're quite right to say also that that it doesn't all flow in one direction, that there are kind of challenges to our compassion, and it's not always true that the better angels of our nature win out.
Almost a challenge in the sense of an exhaustion. We hear about this so much.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, it's certainly one of the most politicised areas, certainly areas that deal with human rights. It's our approach to immigration and specifically to refugees. And I don't think that's helpful. I think most politicians would probably say that it's not helpful. But what I do think is really important is that we in Australia aren't highfalutin about it, but we take our values seriously. Mm. And we take seriously the fact that we're a diverse country and a multicultural one. And that does mean that we, on the whole, can be proud of our accord in accepting refugees and helping them feel part of Australia.
Looking at the ones, though, the situations we talk about specifically with Nauru, Manus Island and the like, last week a story on the ABC said that, and I quote, more than 20 refugees living on Manus Island have self-harmed or attempted suicide since the federal election. This week we've seen one man set himself on fire. Is the situation, as advocates claim, out of control?
It seems incredibly worrying. As recently as this morning, the governor of Manus Island, Charlie Benjamin, called on the Australian government to remove the remaining men from Manus Island who were refugees and asylum seekers, and has expressed deep concern over the recent spike in suicide attempts. We would join with that concern. I think the situation on Manus Island has, deteriorated extensively, and it didn't start from a particularly strong position. So we're deeply worried about those people. And for many years now, we've been saying that the situation on Manus Island, and for that matter on Nauru, it's inadequate, and really it's not an appropriate place for business seekers to be held long term.
Obviously, the self-harm suicide attempts are the most obvious face of this, but what kind of effect is indefinite detention having on refugees and asylum seekers, especially the most vulnerable amongst those asylum seekers?
Well, indefinite detention would have a terrible impact on anyone. That's why it's a fundamental human right that people are only detained on the whole if they've been convicted of a criminal offence. There are only very narrow situations where we do detain someone outside of that context, because we know the fundamentally damaging effect it can have on people. What we also know, sadly, because there's been many years now of research on this, is that people's health, and especially their mental health, is very vulnerable when they're held for prolonged periods and without a clear end date. And that, you know, is a pretty good definition of indefinite detention. Mm-hmm. We've seen estimates of, around 80% of people, of the men on Manus Island, having some kind of mental health issue that can range to very, very serious mental health issues. When you think about the fact that many of these people have come from incredibly traumatizing situations before they arrived on this island, then it's really no surprise that a prolonged period of uncertainty, being held in difficult conditions on an island, will likely lead to these sorts of quite horrifying and heart-wrenching consequences.
And speaking of consequences, the United Nations recently condemned Australia for keeping a legally blind and mentally ill refugee in detention for 9 years. How much legitimacy has Australia lost on the international scene due to its actions, not for the first time, being condemned like this?
I can't comment on any individual case, but what we have seen now consistently for, frankly, decades, is various United Nations bodies, as well as independent civil society organisations and our own Australian government, I guess, watchdog organisations, expressing very, very grave concern for some aspects of the way in which we treat asylum seekers and refugees. Concern is consistent, it's persistent, and it's really widespread. And so we do two things. We as a country, say, look, we may do these things differently from pretty much every other country we would compare ourselves to, but we're not going to listen to criticism, it's essentially putting our heads in the sand. Or we can say, we're open to having a constructive conversation about this. Now, I accept that the Australian government has some very strong views on border protection, but you can still have strong border protection laws while maintaining our strong record for human rights protection. And I think that's the balance that perhaps we haven't struck. So I think we should take very seriously those concerns, but not see them as one-off, because they're not. They're part of a persistent pattern of concern that has been expressed by experts who look at lots of countries, not just Australia.
And just as a final point, I mean, speaking about the government's response, as you mentioned there, they've made very, very clear that border protection is one of the key priorities for the government. But they continue to kind of point at the mess that they say they inherited from the previous Labor government. They've had 6 years in government now and have been given three more. When do you feel we'll see actual solutions put into place?
Well, I mean, as you'll be unsurprised to hear, I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but what I do know is that this is a really urgent issue. That, we've got a relatively small number now of people who are held in immigration detention. It's certainly smaller than it used to be, but they're held for a very long period of time. At the moment, it's almost 500 days. Is the average period that someone is held in immigration detention. And that's well over a year. And it's many orders of magnitude greater than any other liberal democracy that we would compare ourselves to. And so I guess what we should be doing is saying, well, there are some problems that have been very difficult to address. And it's Australian government policy to have people out of immigration detention wherever possible and appropriate. But I guess what we need to do is roll up our sleeves, look really practically at how to do things better. There's a recent release from the Cowdall Centre, one of the foremost experts on refugee law and policy in Australia, that provides some practical suggestions of how we can improve the situation. I think we should roll up our sleeves and look really openly at some of those suggestions. And of course, I would encourage the Australian government to, work cooperatively to that end.
Practical suggestions, practical solutions. Sounds exactly like what we need. Edward, thanks very much. Really do appreciate you joining us on this one.
My pleasure.